Good morning, Sower Nation. Today is Monday, June 1st. Wow. In the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. We are in our second week now of our series, All the Things, Everyday Ministry in the Power of the Spirit. I hope you have your journals ready because there are some questions and prompts and movements this week, activations that I believe are going to take many of us who have felt a bit stuck in our journey with participating with Jesus in our everyday lives, with His Spirit moving in and through us. It's going to take us to another forward step where we can begin to see that we are actually becoming the thing that we hope to become. So we have good things ahead of us. So wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is titled, The Kingdom of God is the Presence of God's Future. And just let me say that this is another longer one. We are laying foundations, talking about who Jesus is, what Jesus did, what Jesus does. We're talking about the kingdom of God that became the central message theme of Jesus and what it means for us participating in the All the Things ministry of Jesus in our everyday life. So our text for today is from Matthew 4, verses 23. I'd like to just join in together with reverence as we hear the word of the Lord. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. The word of the Lord. Consider this. It's obvious to us by now in our journey that the kingdom of God is very exciting and very mysterious all at the same time. The kingdom of God is moving in the world through Jesus, and He is moving through you and through me. Well, that means the world is not a closed system. We aren't left to ourselves. Neither are our families, our neighbors, our friends, our coworkers, nations, or even our enemies. Anything can happen in this sad world, yes, but anything can happen in the kingdom of God. We are people who put our faith in the latter as we minister to others in Jesus' name. God's kingdom has broken into the world, bringing hope to every soul that the world as it will be one day can touch us in the present. The way the world will be one day, as it should be, comes into the now. Every time the Holy Spirit uses you or me to pray for someone, to express forgiveness or heal in Jesus' name. In other words, God's future world is breaking into the present, and we get to participate. Or to say it another way, as some scholars have put it, the kingdom of God is the presence of God's future. God's future world, when the Messiah is ruling and reigning, described by the prophets in the book of Revelation, will be a new creation. This is what theologians have come to call inaugurated eschatology. Eschatology is a big word for the study of last things, or better yet, final things, consummated things. The final end to which we are headed is not a dark abyss or a post-apocalyptic wasteland. The end toward which we are headed, according to the story that has a hold of our hearts, is the age to come, the eschaton. It is the new creation. Every tear will be wiped away. Revelation 21:4. Every dark evil in this world that traps a child in trafficking, that makes a family unit designed to be the safest and most loving place on earth a place of pain and destruction, that furthers cancer or hatred and war, will be dissolved by the love of God being in and through all. As friend Rich Nathan once said, one day the world will run on the will of God. There is a day coming when all bodies will be healed, all minds will be made whole, all hearts will be mended. And I'm just going to put a parenthesis in here. When JD and I shared a long-form conversation about all the things, which you can find on our YouTube channel, he asked me a question. He asked me about my own health journey. And I went through a number of years ago significant health crises, significant mental and emotional resilience crises in my life. And the Lord met me in that dark night of the soul and delivered me in such a way that today I just feel such gratefulness. Many of you have had a similar experience. You might be in the middle of your own dark night of the soul now. I just want to speak this to you. The good news that Jesus preached is that God's new creation future, the age to come, is breaking in to the world, to the present world, to your world and mine. That is the presence of his future. And though it may take some time, though we're on a journey of transformation and suffering is part of that, Jesus is here. He's with you. He's with me through our story as we know it. And we are living in the presence of his future. His kingdom is here with us now. It's within your reach and mine. This is exactly what was happening as Jesus was traveling throughout Galilee. Matthew 4:23 says that Jesus was teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. And he was healing every disease and sickness among the people. Jesus was bringing that future perfect world into the present. He came with a message and a ministry from the age to come. He brought a message that the kingdom of God was among them, and he backed it up, confirmed that message was real with the signs and wonders that followed. New creation was happening, and it would be consummated one day. To say it another way, Jesus didn't simply preach the kingdom. He performed the kingdom before them. He demonstrated it, conducting miracles that demonstrated the essence of the message of Isaiah 61. He loved the vulnerable, the marginalized, the outcast. That was part of his All the Things ministry. He elevated the status of the poor. He preached the good news of their uttermost value to God. That is part of Jesus' All the Things ministry. He healed the sick and the blind. He delivered the demonized. He raised the dead. He set captives of body, mind, and heart free. That is all part of Jesus' All the Things ministry. This is Luke 4:14-21, playing in harmony with John 8:36. He came to set the captives free. And those who the Son sets free are free indeed. And when the wholeness and the shalom of God's eschaton breaks into a life because you or I said yes to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and prayed for a healing miracle, initiated an act of kindness, delivered a prophetic revelation that opens someone to the love of God, it is a sign of the age to come. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, there is coming a day when every tear will be wiped away, and every tongue will confess that you are Lord to the glory of God the Father. Let your kingdom come through my life. The presence of that day to come as I invite your Spirit to bring your kingdom through me. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Here are our journal prompts for today. Write about the future day you imagine when Jesus returns and the world is as it should be. What will relationships be like? How whole will bodies be? How whole will minds be? What won't be there that is here today, and what will be there that we have yet to see? It's so important to walking into, leaning into our All the Things ministry in the power of the Holy Spirit to get a hold of what Jesus was doing and what this kingdom is pointing toward. What he was illuminating before their very eyes. They were basically seeing God's future in the moment when Jesus was there. What it would be like when every tear was wiped away, when bodies and minds were made whole, when relationships were brought into fullness and wholeness, and shame was lifted off of people in communication. What that was like, he was revealing it to them before their very eyes in the midst of a sin-sick world. And that's who we as his apprentices are invited to be, people who move into the middle of the world, seeing, apprehending, holding on to, clearly having a vision of the new creation and bringing that by the Spirit within us, moving through us, that's so key, into the moment with a moment of obedience. May I pray for you? I sense God's saying something to me about your life, or even, could I just give you a word of encouragement? Because I really believe we don't need to mention one part of the Trinity in every conversation we have in order to validate it somehow as a kingdom action. We simply can be the thing, and then we share the thing. We can be God's presence, God's love before a person. And then we can share God's love because often God opens them up just through us being present, being there, asking the right question. So whether it's the long form ministry, All the Things, or the short form in a moment, it's Jesus is here and it's explicit, or whether it's just part of the long journey in someone's life, we obey. We respond to the Spirit's voice, and that's what our All the Things study is all about together. So here's our activation for today. Today, take this idea that you are living in the presence of God's future as a kingdom person, the way it will be, and make it the lens through which you see everyone you meet. So today's activation is really, we're just putting on the presence of God's future glasses. We're putting those on today, and we're going to practice, as it comes to mind throughout the day, seeing everyone in every situation you meet in light of the new creation to come. What things that are part of today's broken world can you imagine Jesus stepping into with you to bring his healing, or better yet, you stepping into with the Father who's already doing the work and even bringing it to the fore? I love something John Wimber used to say years ago, and I've shared already about him. He was a mentor in my life. I have my roots in the Vineyard family of churches, part of my long church roots. And John used to say, the first evidence of the Holy Spirit in the room is not some spiritual gift like speaking in tongues. He said, the first evidence that the Holy Spirit is here is sin. Things start coming up to the surface. I have had the experience where I come into a situation and it seems like things start to get stirred and start to come up. Either issues begin for me to step into with Jesus in me because some light is shining on them, or in other experiences, I find that this royal priesthood thing is really true. I'll walk into a situation, I'm carrying the presence of God's future in me because his Spirit's in me, and I'm seeing the world through a new creation lens, and all of a sudden, someone starts confessing to me. Have you ever had this experience? It's happened to me many times in my life. We all have different gifts, yes, but Jesus in us, people want to open up. And so we want to be the kinds of people who are ready for that. So consider again asking someone this week, may I pray for you? And then pray for God's new creation to break into the present. All right. Well, we are going to sing our Monday hymn together. I just love beginning Mondays singing the doxology It's a beautiful verse out of a song written by Thomas Ken back in the day that he actually wrote for students beginning to prepare for a day to learn. And we're going to sing it together. Let's fill the space wherever you are with me. Let's worship and turn our hearts to Jesus as we move into our day. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Well, let's get our seeds of the kingdom of God together. Let's go out into those fields. Let's sow generously, liberally, with joy, God's great love for people, and receive His love for you, yourself, as you go. And may His power follow great love in your life. All right, we have our seeds. Let's get out there. I'll see you on the field for the awakening. Amen.